It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
I come from a family that, when it comes to gardening, has always had room to grow. Flower beds, vegetable gardens, orchards, and berry brambles, though seldom fancy, have usually been close at hand. The only exception to this situation occurred when I lived and worked in San Francisco and occupied a pre-earthquake third-story walk-up. But even then, plants were still a part of my life because the apartment sported a tiny balcony that, if you leaned out far enough, afforded a sliver of a view of San Francisco Bay. And it also housed a meager assortment of potted plants that helped me keep in touch with my agrarian roots. With those halcyon days in mind, I thought today we might visit a bit about planting planters so they give the best results for gardening in limited spaces. Container gardening can scratch the itch you might have for growing your own ingredients for a tasty salad, but the majority of patio pots or windowsill planters usually house a variety of ornamental blooms and foliage. So here are a few things to consider when planning a potted plant flower garden. First, choose a container that fills the bill. Decide if you want plain pots sitting on lower levels or raised beds that get rid of bending and stooping. Also, take a look at size in terms of the amount of soil you'll need to provide. Consider filling large, deep containers with a layer of plastic pellets before adding a balanced potting soil. This may help out with the budget and also with the strength needed to move and position pots over a series of growing seasons. You also have the option of trying self-watering pots that provide a bottom tray contraption to keep a reservoir of water available to thirsty roots. Since container gardens in the central High Plains often require daily watering in the heat of summer, this might be a needed option. Once you have your containers good to go, you'll need to put some thought into the plants that will fill them. If possible, choose occupants in three different shapes: thrillers, fillers, and spillers. Thrillers are tall and live in the center of the pot. I often use an ornamental grass clump, like purple fountain grass. The thriller is surrounded by shorter, shrubby plants, often sporting colorful foliage and blooms. The spillers do just that. They cascade over the edge of the pot and can include vines and ivies. Consider the foliage textures of your planter residence and find some contrasts. Put some bold and larger leaf shapes with some fine textured foliage. Also consider putting some control on color. Combine one or two bloom colors with an accent color, perhaps in the foliage chosen for the pot. This often works much better than having a riot of color going off in all directions. It's also very important to choose plants that are compatible in terms of growing conditions. Sun, shade, and water requirements have to be considered if you want your patio pots to succeed over a full growing season. And realize that your container garden needs to eat every so often. I know a gardener friend who feeds her pots and plants every 10 days in order to keep the foliage healthy and the colors coming throughout the summer and well into the fall.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.